Amen. Look at all these wonderful faces in the house of God. Good morning, Living Well. How is everyone today? We're so happy to have you join us here with us in the body, and you are with us as well online. We're so thankful you're joining us here at Living Well today. Won't you rise with us to worship as I read the scripture? Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. If he's been faithful to you this week, say amen.
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 In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe.
You believe, church?
We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. We believe.
Yes.
Amen.
So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing.
These aren't just words.
And in our weakness and temptation, we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love invade, let the church live loud. Our God will say, we believe, and the gates of hell will not prevail. For the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe.
We believe.
Yes. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And he's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again.
Yes,
we believe. We believe.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That the highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, his free. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my father's
everybody.
I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Free at last, He has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, He died for me. Who the Son sets free, He is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for child of God. Yes, I am.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who You say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who You say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken.
Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
One more time, mean it.
Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Just the voices now.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust Him in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story.
This
this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in the Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, oh, all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long.
What a great song to remind us where our hope can be placed, amen? And placed in Christ, our hope is solid and secure. Driving up this morning, coming in from this direction, we got a chance to see the Baptist parking lot, and there were no cars there, and I got a little nervous, wondering if I'd missed something. The point is, we need each other, the church, amen? And there would be a vacancy in my soul if the Baptists weren't right up there on the hill. And there'd be an empty spot in me if the Catholics weren't on the other side of town and the Methodists weren't over here and the Assembly of God wasn't out this direction. And if you weren't here, there'd be an emptiness in me. But I'm glad you're here. And we're going to talk about this morning what it is to love each other deeply as the church. And this week, Steve got some news on his brother, Kevin. Kevin is facing some real physical and in all ways struggle. He became unconscious and went into the, they took him into the hospital, and not sure if it's meningitis or Lyme disease, West Nile disease, West Nile virus. So he remembers, Kevin remembers times when they were 5 years old, but he's not remembering people, events, faces, even from today. So Kevin is Steve's twin brother. So you can imagine the impact that that's having on their family and your mom. We think about her. And I asked Steve if he would be anointed on behalf of his brother this morning. So I'm going to ask Steve to come down here so that we can gather around you and anoint you on behalf of Kevin and for his healing this morning. The doctors are running lots of tests on the brain and seeing if they can determine what the cause of the problem is. And we know, if you can continue playing, Rob, that'd be awesome. I just love that music in the background. Remember that Devin has been having some hard times this last week, and we'd like to pray for him as well. Deb, if you'd like to come and be anointed on his behalf, we'd welcome that. There are others too. There may be situations going on in your life that you would like to be prayed for specifically. And sometimes by proxy we anoint others because it's the prayer of faith that's offered that avails much. James chapter 5 verse 14 says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let them call on the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up." And that's our prayer, that God will raise Kevin up, that God will raise Devin up. And we know that all things are in God's timing and all things are in His care. We know that He administers His care through the physicians, through the hospitals and doctors. And we also know that the reality is that these bodies are temporary. But He asks us to pray the desires of our heart. So that's why we come together and gather around these two and maybe others. If anyone else would like to be prayed for specifically this morning, please come and beside Devin. Deb. I've seen the D in my mind. I just and Steve here. Yep. Amen. And for Alberto. Church, would you come around and pray for these three? We're going to anoint them with oil. Place your hands on them and we'll pray. Father, today we come anointing Alberto. We thank you, Lord, for him, for the influence that his life has had on his family. And Lord, we thank you for the influence that you've given him to raise Albert, or to raise Anthony and Jasmine. And we thank you, God, that you are working in his life. And Lord, we know that he has faced some physical hardships. And we pray, Lord, for your graceful hand of healing to be upon him. Lord, we pray that you would provide for his needs according to your riches and glory. We know, Lord, that physical ailments inhibit our ability to bring in an income. And I pray, God, that you would bless Alberto with your resources. Bless, Lord, I pray, the family with just basic things. And Lord, we thank you for answering prayer. And we know that you are faithful. And we commit, Lord, his situation, his health, and his family to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we come also this morning anointing Steve on behalf of his brother Kevin. Lord, we thank you that today we come to you in faith, and we have the faith of the scriptures. We have the faith of the church. We have the faith, Lord, that you taught us to pray. That when we pray anything in your name, that you hear us. And as the church gathers together in agreement, Lord, we agree that we want to see Kevin raised up. Lord, we want to see that there would be no ill effects from this swelling in the brain. And Lord, we pray that you would bring healing into his body. Lord, bring healing into his mind, into his every part of him, Lord. We just ask that you would restore memory. We pray that you would restore function. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would raise him up. Father, we commit his life to you. Father, today we pray for Devin, and we anoint Deb on behalf of Devin. Father, we know that he has been facing struggles for some time, and we know, Lord, that it's not only a physical struggle, it's an emotional, physical, psychological, in every way struggle. And Lord, we just pray that you would raise him up. We pray, Lord, that you would restore to him any loss that he has incurred. We pray, Lord, that you would restore him physically. We pray that you would restore him mentally, emotionally, God. I pray that you would give him healing in his decision-making. We pray, God, that you would give him healing in his relationships. We pray, God, that you would raise him up. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, for the church. And as we come together in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would bless him. Bless his parents, Lord, Deb and Mike. Bless his brothers. Lord, we just bring these situations to you because we know, Lord, that when we bring things out into the light, that, Lord, you can shine on us and we can receive your healing. Thank you, Lord. We pray for your healing in these situations. Father, for anyone else that's standing in this group saying, Lord, I have a need too. Lord, would you restore? Would you heal? Would you, Lord, break addictive life cycles? Lord, would you break bad decisions? Father, would you restore everything according to your goodness and glory? Father, in your name, we ask that you would help us to love one another deeply as you love the church, as you love the bride of Christ. Father, thank you for what you're doing in our lives right now. Thank you for your healing. Lord, for those needing physical touch, for those needing emotional, maybe even financial, Lord, the need is this morning. Lord, open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that we cannot contain it. Thank you, Father, for your promise to us. We love you. Restore, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.